Good morning, everyone.
大家早安。
We always think about, hey, each morning, during the weekday especially, the first thing you do is turn on the TV.
我们每天早上醒来都在想我们要做什么事情，有时候可能我们就是第一件事情就是把电视打开。
For me, because I'm investment banking, I look for the stock market.
因为我是做股票投资这方面，所以我第一个看的是股市的状况。
Some people in travel business look at the weather.
有些人是会先看天气预报。
Some people in the food business, they are thinking about the food price. They probably look at the commodity market.
所以是如果是在食物跟食物有关系，他可能先看。
Your mother, you look for is it a rainy day or something?
如果你是一个母亲，你可能看是雨天还是晴天。
Because we are too occupied with this life.
因为我们这生活是非常的忙碌。
All our thinking is about this life.
我们所想的都是我们所需要做的事情。
But last time when we talk about, you never know, today may be the last day of your life, remember that?
但上一次我们讲到说，今天可能就是我们在这世上最后一天。
The airplane can crash.
飞机可能会坠机。
911, the two Twin Towers just collapsed the same day.
像那911那两个World Trade Center 这样子就这样倒下。
The richest people in America is in these two Twin Towers in New York.
那些最有钱的人就是在那两栋。
I have some friends there too.
我那时候也有朋友在那里。
I think they in the terrace on the one ten four.
那时候就是那些 terrace 就是在坐在飞机上。
They are thinking today I just go to work.
他们想说那些所有的员工想今天我只是要去上班。
They never know today's the last day of the life.
他们更不会想到说今天就是他最后的一天。
But God is warning us.
但神在不断提醒。
When we talk about the Luke 12, the rich fool, the rich person.
当我们在讲路加福音十二章的那个有钱的人。
It's like all the rich people in America.
就像所有美国有钱人。
Hey, I save enough money, I can retire, I can enjoy my life.
我存了许多的钱，我可以很平稳的去退休。
But God warns the rich fool in the Bible, Luke 12.
但是神在路加福音十二章就是这样提醒那个有钱的人
：“You fool，
你是一个愚蠢的人。
Today will be the last day of your life。
今天就是你最后一天，世上最后一天。
Last time you remember talking about I was in the New York and God gave me a message three times. Today may be the last day of my life。
上一次我分享说，我那时候在纽约的时候，神跟我说，今天可能就是你在世上最后一天。”
I experienced two times, probably will be the end of my life before that.
我在那之前还就已经听到了两次神这样跟我说。
When the airplane crashed, when I go to from Las Vegas to Cincinnati.
然后我上个礼拜去 Cincinnati 的时候。
No, that's a while ago. When I was in a business trip.
当我那时候在一个business trip, 就是商业。
The airplane lost altitude, crashed down.
的飞机就突然失去了高度，就往下。
It's pointing down, we know that's the end.
我们就想要完蛋了。
We start to take up the notes to write something.
我们开始拿纸来笔来写下。
I'm going to write my wife, my son, and I love
you. 写给我孩子，写给我太太，我爱你。
And other people suddenly it left off.
突然的飞机就
everything's okay. Then we forgot about what is important.
然后就没事了，然后我们也就忘记什么是重要的。
Another time, I was related to my.Experience of kidnapping, then I was almost lost my life.
有另外一次，我其实是被绑架，我差一点就失去了。
When I was a businessman in Hong Kong, China.
当我在做生意的时候，在中国的时候。
But all this just to teach us. All this to teach us.
但这些就是要教导我们，这些所有的经验就是要教导我们。
To teach us that don't focus on this life.
叫我们重视的不是我们现在。
God is warning us.
神在提醒我们。
That is an eternal purpose of God's for us.
有一个永生的目的。
You must live on God's purpose.
我们一定要活在神的。
In eternity.
在永生当中。
This life compared to eternal is very brief.
在世上的时间是相对永生来讲是非常的短暂。
It's like a blink of an eye.
就像那一瞬间一下。
So we must focus, we know why we focus so much on this instead of thinking about the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们为什么要这样子重如何重视我们现在的生活？
Jesus told us what is not eternal is eternally useless.
神教导我们说，如果不是那永生的，就是永远没有用。
Jesus tell us this life is prepared for next life.
耶稣跟我们讲说，我们现在过的生活是为了要预备我们再来。
There will be millions, millions of people living in eternity in the kingdom of God.
这有许多几百万、几千万的人会活在那永生。
Actually, God has, in the Bible, has give us a glimpse of what the eternal life is.
神在圣经里有给我们看见那永生的生活是怎么样。
First, we have a new body.
第一，我们会有一个新的身体。
We'll never get sick.
我们不会再永远当中不会越来越老。
The skin will be perfect. It's good for women.
我们皮肤会很好，对女生特别好。
And you don't need any cosmetic stuff.
不需要任何的化妆品，一切都是免费的。
Because God Himself gives us a night, it can be heal itself, it'll live eternally.
因为神会给我们的一天，就是让我们完全就是恢复。
And also the relationship is there. We find our loved ones there too. Live eternally.
永生的当中，我们也会找到我们那所爱的。
And also, God said, "This is a God's family. God chose a family for Himself, like we chose a family."
这就是神像给我们一个家庭一样。
We have brothers, sisters there, thousands of thousands.
在那边有几千几万的兄弟姐妹。
With thousands of thousands of angels.
很许多的天使。
And also, it's a place of joy.
也是一个充满喜乐。
No sorrow.
完全没有任何。
No pain.
没有任何。
No tears.
没有任何的眼泪。
And also everybody live peacefully.
是每个人过得非常的。
Actually, we live in the love of God because God is love.
我们说就活在神的爱当中。
We don't have to say I love you. Everybody love each other.
不用跟人家说我爱你。
No, there's no marriage.
而且在那里没有婚姻。
Because love is so great, we don't need marriage anymore.
因为爱在那里就是如何的，就是已经太大了，完全不需要用。
There's no stock market.
在那里也没有股市
，because we don't need that. Because everybody is healthy.
因为我们也不需要那边，因为每个人。
There's no hospital there because everybody is healthy and eternal.
在那里也不需要医院，因为每个人都是没有任何疾病。
And not only that, the animal, the plant, everything is perfect. You live forever.
而且在那里，就算是动物是植物，也都是完美的。
Well, you said this is paradise. I want to go there.
我说这就是天堂，我们想要去那里。
Of course.
当然。
Human words cannot actually describe the heavenly experience.
我们所讲的可能也还是没有办法完全诠释天堂到底什么样。
Like we describe to a little ant that the what a computer is.
就像我们试着要对一个蚂蚁来解释什么是电脑。
But God, however, uses human word to tell us there's something much, much better for us.
但神还是用人的话语来告诉我们说，那永生是多么。
He prepared something much better.
帮我们预备了一个非常美好的一个地方。
That's why explain this is not our home.
所以我们说这里不是我们最终的家。
Why? Because God said, when you die, you don't live home, you go home.
所以是因为神对我们说，当你死的时候，你不是离开家里，而是你是回到家。
As a Christian, our home is not on earth.
作为一个基督徒，我们家不是在。
The Bible usually an alien on earth.
圣经里说我们在地球上就像我们是外星人。
We are visitor.
我们只是在这里暂时。
We are student learning and training something.
就像学生一样在这边得到教育，接到教养。
We are traveler.
我们是旅行者。
We are strangers actually.
我们是陌生人。
Because we are God's children, we are different.
因为我们是神的儿女，我们是不一样的。
So the Bible, why it explain why we have a hard time on earth?
所以圣经上说，我们可能在这里会有许多的痛苦。
This is not our home.
因为这不是我们的家。
We experience a significant. God allow us to experience a significant amount of discomfort and dissatisfaction and hardship on earth.
所以让我们在地球上可以经历这许多的。痛苦，许多难过。
Actually, it's good.
其实是对我们好。
It's a plan.
是他永恒的计划的。
Because he makes sure will keep us from attaching to this world, love this world so much we forgot about him.
因为这是他教导我们，让我们不会因为这个世上，我们爱这世界而离开了神。
So God has a plan.
所以神有他的计划。
The plan is good.
他的计划是美好的。
That's why on earth, it's not our home, we have unfulfilled dream.
所以我们现在在这里不是我们最终的家。
We have sickness cannot be healed.
这在这里会有疾病是无法。
We have hardship we cannot deal with.
也会遇到困难，我们可能觉得过不了。
We lose money, lose job.
我们会失去工作。
We even die at the end.
也最后也会死。
So that's why God tells us it's time to look at what matters most.
所以神要我们重新审视自己到底什么是最重要的。
What matters most is last forever.
最重要的事情是会永
远不变。Last eternally.
是永远不变。
Luckily, all this hardship, all this discomfort, all this dissatisfaction is not the end of the story.
但很幸运的是，我们知道我们在这里所经历的不是我们这故事。
Because God prepared something much, much, much better.
因为神为我们预备的是更美好的。
Beyond our dream.
完全让我们无法想
象。God not only offered opportunity on earth.
神不只是给我们在机会啊，在地球的机会。
He offered opportunity beyond our lifetime, eternal opportunity.
他给我们其实是永生的机会。
To become children of God.
让我们可以成为。
That's the greatest blessing.
这是他最大最大的祝福。
So when you look at, hey, there's something there.
当我们看出，哎，可能那些是那个有些什么东西在那。
Why I, in light of eternity, if I really live eternally, why I spend so much time on something that won't last?
如果当我们是望着永生看的时候，为什么我们就会发现，我们为什么要花这么多时间精力在那现在的事情上
？We focus on marriage, but marriage won't last.
我们可能把所有心思放在婚姻当中，但是婚姻也不是永生。
We focus on working with Fortune 500 company, but they will not.
我们重视我们在那大公司里的工作，但是那也是不是永生的。
We focus on the on the plan on earth that will become successful.
我们在地上可能有许多的计划，要让我们可以成为成功的人。
But even the best businessman Henry Ford will die.
但是就算是最成功的、啊、商业家也是会死的。
So God wants us to be order a priority.
所以神要我们重新排列我们所重视的。
In light of eternity.
因为当我们知道永恒这样的一个事。
Then we prioritize, we value our value of life.
我们重新看我们生命中什么重要。
Now we know.Hey, focus on money or this thing, it will not bring you happiness and actually bring you a lot of trouble and also will not last. Why should I spend so much time?
所以当我们看到说金钱不是永恒的时候，为什么要花这么多的心思？
Wait, I focus, you know, and certain kind of happy golf. I love golf, you know, I play golf a lot. But I focus on golf, spend every hour to practice golf in the practice plan and the range.
你可能很爱打高尔夫球，你会花无数的时间、无数的精力、金钱在这上面。
Why I focus on watching the NFL football, you know, for so much time, and we know the time is running out.
为什么我们又会花这么多时间来看一个运动的节目
？Because God says today may be the last day of life.
因为神告诉我们说，今天可能就是你的一场最后。
Maybe Jesus come.
也许耶稣今天就降临。
Because Jesus said, "When I come, it's almost like a thief."
当耶稣来的时候，他说他就像小偷一样。就是突然在晚上，因为晚上
突然
就来，你不知道什么时候。
Don't guess. It could be today.
可能是今晚。
Or next year, or 100 years from now.
也有可能是明天、明年或者100年后。
But are you ready?
但是你准备好了吗
？Are you ready to see God?
你真的是预备好了吗
？Are you ready to show Him what matters most?
你预备好来告诉他说什么是对你重要的吗
？And Jesus actually lists a lot of seven.Area will last forever.
耶稣其实他列出了七项是会永恒的事。
That we must focus on, we must live on that purpose.
在我们应该要重视的。
And that purpose is the first thing is that God wants us to focus on loving each other.
其中一个很重要的旨意就是要我们学会相爱。
Because God is love.
因为神就是爱。
Love from come from God.
神爱就是从神。
When you love, you live in God. God lives in you.
当你爱的时候，神就与你同在。
When you love, okay, it's powerful because love can conquer anything.
因为爱是非常强大的， 上可以超越任何事情。
God is called the God of Almighty.
神是那
全能的神。
全能的神。
Almighty living head, God is powerful. He can kill. He can show us He is powerful.
神是无所不能神。
But we are all wrong.
但我们是错。
The Hebrew word for God, Almighty God, is called all giving, all loving God.
但其实真正Almighty God 的全能的神的意思是
All sufficient God
是完全满
His glory is His love
他的荣耀是他的爱
To supply you To love you To care about you
来完全为你供应来爱你
Because before He created you Each person is created by God Before He created you
因为在你还没在被创造之前
He already
他已经
thinking about you
已经想着
when
在你什么时候
it's before the creation of you the creation of the world he already know you
在还没创造你之前这世上还没被创造出来的时候他已经
actually before he created anything before you were in the mother's womb before you were born he already knew you even before the creation of the earth
在你还没生出来，其实更早是在连世界都还没创造。
And the Bible says in Ephesians enough He created you, and before the creation of the world to be His Son.
在以弗所书的时候，他就说，在创世之前，他就已经拣选了你来爱你，作为他的。
And daughter,
还有你的儿子和女儿。
That's called the doctrine of sonship.
这就是一个神的教导。
You can see, God does not say, hey, that's an accident, suddenly you become yourself.
神其实你不是一个意外，不是突然。
Before the creation,
在创世之前
He already had you in mind.
他已经就已经想着。
So essentially, you are a spiritual being with a human experience.
所以其实你已经有了那样的一个灵，然后后来有了这个体。
Why God created? Because the Bible said very clearly, in love we create. It's like we create children out of love.
为什么神要创造你呢？因为就像圣经所说的，他是因为爱所以创造你。
Each of us is the product of love.
像我们每一个人都是爱的结果。
The love between your father and mother, that's why you are the product of love.
就是因为你父母之间的爱而创造了你。
Let alone God, God is the source of love.
更何况是神的神。
He created you
爱的源头
for a reason.
他创造你是有原因的。
You're unique.
是非常特别。
There's no accident.
这完全不是个意外。
Some people is good in math.
有些人是对数学。
Some people good in drawing.
有些人是可能画画。
Some people good in business.
有些人可能做商人。
Some people can sing.
有些人可以唱歌。
But each of us has to test the same thing. Are we loving when we doing this thing? Are we loving?
但我们每个人都要想，当我们在做这每一件事的时候，我们有没有爱
？Are we doing it out of love?
我们是出于爱。
If you are a judge,
如果你是一个法官
God said, okay, you be a good judge as a Christian judge. You don't need to judge. You must judge, is it right? And also you must judge, is it enough?
当你在判定一件事情，你会想说这到底是不是对的？
So the teaching of the Bible is that when we do something right, we have to ask one more question. Not only is it right, but is it our love?
圣经告诉我们说，当我们在决定一件事情的时候，不只是要考虑是对。
And the love is not ordinary. The Bible uses agape love.
从圣经中，它用的是无私的爱，
就是 unconditional love，
是没有任何条件的爱。
Without merit，
没有任何。
Without anything in return，
是不要求回报的爱。
Does not count.Count
哦，
不计计算，
不计算。
That's called unconditional love, love the unlovable.
这是无私的爱，是爱那不可能觉得不可爱。
After unlovely,
那些看起来不友善。
After unloving,
让那些可能不懂得爱。
Love your enemy,
甚至是爱你的敌人。
You can see every day we encounter people like this.
我每天可能会遇到这样子的。
But God's purpose for your life is not to train you, to test you on this love. It's almost like a school here on earth. So brief, we are trained, we tested to pass the test of love.
但神既然让我们在这世上就是在学习这样一个爱的功课，让我们最后可以通过。
How do we do that?
那我们到底要怎么做？
You say that's impossible.
可 他们是做不到的。
I don't have this love.
我没有这样子的一个爱。
But God said you already have this love.
但神说你已经有这样的爱。
Because when you believe Christ,
因为当你信耶稣的时候
，the Holy Spirit already pour out His love into you.
圣灵已经把那样的爱传到你身上。
Romans chapter 5.
所以 Romans chapter 5.
罗马书的罗马章就是说。圣灵 Holy Spirit pour out His love, not just little love, pour out God's love into your heart, so you can love.
所以圣灵完了，神的爱完全就是传到你。
Without the Holy Spirit, we don't have love.
当我们没有圣灵的时候，不可能。
With the Holy Spirit, we have love because Holy Spirit, Spirit of God. That's why the Holy Spirit sometimes called the Spirit of love.
因为圣灵是从神而来的，所以是完全是有神的性，所以是神也是爱。
So each Christian have the Holy Spirit. That's why you're children of God. You have the DNA of God. That's why you can love.
每一个基督徒都有圣灵与他同在，就像是有神的基因一样在你身上。
But some people don't even know they can love.
但有些人根本不知道他可以有。
They can make love me first. I cannot love you because I'm not that kind of person.
可能需要别人先爱他才。
But Jesus said, "You already children of God. Holy Spirit already in you. You have love. You can love other people."Love the unbeliever, love your enemy.
但是说他已经圣灵已经与你同在，你有能力去爱那不可爱的。
So God has done 50% for us, and He gave us the love.
因为神已经，神已经帮我们做了50%。
It's a matter of living up.
所以我们已经有那样的爱，是重点是我们怎么活出来。
So we must live up love.
所以我们需要活出爱。
And the Bible actually say your whole life is one thing. The most important thing is aim at love.
神给我们告诉我们说，生命中最重要的就是对着那个爱。
What matter most is aim at love.
最重要的就是一直不断的看。
Unconditional love. Everyone love God. If you love God, you must love everybody.
如果你爱神，你就需要爱你身边的人。
Especially Christians in your family.
特别是你的兄弟姐妹。
So this kind of unconditional love
是完全没有任何
no reward, no return.
没有任何回报。
And Jesus set the example.
耶稣就作为那一个
Because God said, God so loved the world, He sent His Son to sacrifice for us, to show us what kind of love is this.
因为神爱世人，他将他独生爱子就是带到这世上，他就是借着这样来。
God's love is to love the sinner.
神的爱就是爱那我们那个罪。
Love the enemy.
爱敌人。
Disciple, one of disciples, Judas, betrayed him. He even washed his feet and loved him and died for him too.
就连那违背耶稣的、那背叛耶稣的那个他也是一样。
You say if some new friend say I don't have love, you can have love anytime because God already offer you. If you believe Jesus, the Holy Spirit will come to you and give you love.
如果你有时候觉得我没有办法爱，但你要相信神已经把圣灵给你的神。
Jesus said, I stand at the door of your heart, knocking.
耶稣说，我站在你的心门前，在那边敲门。
Whoever open his heart,
只要你愿意打
开 I will come in.
我就会进来
To sit with you,
就在你
You don't have to come out. I will come in.
不需要出来，我就在
I come all the way from heaven to earth to save you.
我从天堂下来
To offer you this gift,
就是要来拯救
To offer this love,
是来告来给你这样的一个爱
Accept this love.
你需要做的就是选择
If we don't accept love, that's not God's problem.
如果我们不去接受这样的一个爱，不是神的问题。
It's like you say your girlfriend, hey, can you do you want to marry me and buy her ring?
就像你可能对你所爱的人说，你愿意嫁给我吗
？But she's thinking.
但她在考虑。
She does not respond.
她没有回应。
Thinking about how upset you are.
你自己觉得你会什么样的感觉呢
？Right, love is if love is means.Respond to God. It's a good gift. I have nothing to lose. It's a good gift.
爱就是回应神，我没有任何会失去。
But why we reject God? God give you something good, something love, eternal life. But why we reject Him?
神给你这样这么美好的礼物，为什么我们有时候会拒绝他？
Because we don't know how significant His love is.
因为有时候我们可能不知道那神的爱是如何的重要。
God's only Son come to die for us to atone for our sins, so we will be saved.
神的儿子就来到这世上，为我们的罪而死。
Not only say He will make you His son，
他不只是你不只是得到了救恩，而是成为了神的儿女。
A sinner become the son of a king，
一个罪人成为君王的孩子。
The Lord of the Universe
成为那宇宙创造主的。
Becoming a member of the family
成为他的家人。
How great is this love?
这是多大的爱。
That's why in the Bible it says,
在圣经上说
I read it to you. The first John chapter 3. See what great love the Father has lavished on us.
你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱。
That we should be called the children of God.
使我们得称为神的儿女。
That's what we are.
我们也真是他的儿女。
Now we are children of God.
现在我们是神的儿女。
When God appears, when Christ appears with us,
当耶稣与我们同在的时候
，When He's coming,
当他来的时候
，We shall be like Christ.
我们就需要像耶稣一样。
We shall have the light of the God in God's family.
就要有那有耶稣一样的荣光在我们身上。
God wants a family.
神需要想要一个家庭。
God loves his family.
神很爱他的家庭。
God wants you to be his family.
他想要你成为他的家人。
That's why God is so upset if we reject him.
所以神才会那么难过，当我们拒绝他的时候。
If you have rejected your boyfriend before, or you are being rejected by your boyfriend, you know how hard it is.
但你可能也经历过，当我们被别人拒绝的时候。
If you feel God's love, don't reject him, accept him.
所以当你感受到神的爱的时候，不要去拒绝。
Because he's all giving God.
因为他是完全只是神的神，他是爱的神。
So the greatest blessing is the beginning Jesus.
所以
the greatest blessing,
最大的祝福就是相信他。
No, it's not believing.
不是相信。
Is he adopt you?
是他
as his son and his family.
是他领养你成为他的孩子。
That's the kindness of blessing.
这是一个非常大的祝福。
I can adopt someone, say help someone, but suddenly the homeless person, I say, you become my son. That's a different story.
我可以领养一个人，突然一个无家可归人。
Do you know what that means? If you call someone a son,
当你知道到底叫一个人是儿子的时候，是什么样的关系
？You are the father.
你就是他的父亲。
You must take care of him.
你就需要去照顾。
Not only that.
不止这样。
You must love him.
你还需要爱他。
Not only that.
不止这样。
He will inherit all your wealth.
他还会承受你所有的，他会接受你所有的产业。
That's why we are the heir.
所以我们才是
继承人。
继承人
of God's kingdom.
我们是继承神的国。
Look at the present.
让我们看到那样。
Inherit everything in heaven.
我们可以继承那所有天上的。
Why bother about the earthly small thing?
为什么我们还继续把我们的注意力放在地上
？Commit your life to Christ.
需要把你的时间，把你的生命。
You become the children of God.
你成为神的儿女。
You inherit eternal life, millions of life compared to just 70 years on earth.
你就是得到了永生的生命，不是短暂在世上的时间。
God has everything to give, nothing to receive.
神他有所有的东西都可以给你。
But we can understand because why God is love.
因为神是爱。
His love is unconditional.
他是无私的爱。
But we somehow don't understand. Maybe we are too much occupied with our life.
但有时候就是因为世界的忙碌，让我们
Because we feel, hey, life is not fair.
有时候我会想着，哎，这世间事情不公平。
My dream is not fulfilled.
我的梦想没有得到。
My job, you know, is not secure.
我的工作不是那么稳定。
Bad thing happen to good people.
好人也会遇到不好的事情。
Good thing happen to bad people.
坏人却遇到了非
常。Life is not fair.
生命就是这样的不公平。
Luckily, that's not the end of the story.
但很重要的是，这不是故事的结
局。Life is not fair.
生命就是这样。
But God is good.
但神是好的。
God is a father.
神是你的父亲。
God will take care of you.
神会照顾你。
God is the answer.
神就是我们所找的答案。
You're in trouble.
你当遇到问题。
But God is able.
但神是有能力的。
To help you over,
来帮助
overcome. Because this is the school on earth. 70 years, we learn.
我们在地球就像这个学校一样，不断在学习。
First and foremost, how to love.
最重要的是如何来爱。
As a children of God, the most important character is we become like our Father.Is we must have the unconditional love in us.
当我们作为神的儿女的时候，最重要的就是有那像父亲一样的那无私。
God said you don't need to work on that because I already give you a new heart and new spirit. You can love.
神已经说，他已经给你一个新的心，新的灵。
God did not say you have to find the love, you have to practice the love. He said, "Oh, I already give you a heart of love."
他说你不需要这样子练习，因为我已经给你那个爱。
It's not you, I want to grow an apple tree. I have to buy the seed.
不是说像你想要种一个苹果树，你需要先去买种。
God said, "I have everything ready."
神已经说我把一切都准备好。
You just grow it.
你就是让它长。
Then we must learn.The first of all, we are children of God. We must be the children of love. We must learn how to love like God.
我们就要学习怎么样来像神一
样爱人，
爱人。
Because the glory of God is not power.
因为神的荣耀不是在他的能力。
Glory of God is in His love.
神中最大的荣耀是他的爱。
Forgiveness.
他原谅的心。
And faithfulness.
他忠心。
Mercifulness.
慈爱
compassion
还有怜悯
endurance
还是持久的
bearing with your failure
还是不管你算错了
even dying for you
他愿意在就是为你而死
so that's why we say we must if you're children of God you must love like God
所以当你是神的儿女的时候你就需要像他一样爱
if you say you love me but you don't love your brother that's not love
如果你说你爱我，但你不爱你的
，You cannot see me, you can say always love me.
因为你看不到我，你就这样能够来爱你。
Your brother is in trouble.
但你兄弟你是看。
You have to offer your helping hand.
他呢遇到问题，你需要去帮助他，你需要去爱他。
Your wife offends you.
你的太太可能
seven times the same offend.
可能做七次一样。
Jesus said you must forgive her seven times every day.
但是神告诉你说你要原谅。
Even seven times, 70 times,
就算是七十次，你这样原谅。
Means unlimited times.
这意思就是说五次。
That's the kind of love, you know, the God's children have.
这就是神的儿女所该有的。
It's already given to you.
已经给你了。
In the Holy Spirit.
在圣灵中。
That's why God put the Holy Spirit in you. It's not for nothing.
所以神把圣灵放在你当中不是为了。
To show you how to love, because the greatest command in the Bible is.Love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength.
因为在圣经中最重要的一个事情就是旨意，就是要你要全心全意全意爱。
So we must learn how to love.
所以我们需要学习怎么样。
Not only that, we must love God too.
不止这样，我们还需要来回应他。
Loving God means obey His command.
回应怎么回应？就是要来顺服。
Because God's way is the best way for you.
因为神的道路是最好的。
True faith is when you pray, there's no, the answer is no.
真正的信，当你相信的时候，就算你祷告的时候，答案是
In God's no, that is yes, actually.
就算是你得到 no 的其实
Because God knows what's better for you.
因为神知道说什么是对你最好。
His way is higher than your way.
他的道路是比你还要高。
And He knows what's the best for you.
他知道什么是对你。
You look at this life.
看这个事情
He looked at your eternal purpose.
你可能看着当时的
You look at your job.
你看你自己的工作
He looked at your whole plan for your life. Because in heaven, actually, there's a lot of things to do much more than you.
因为他其实看你那永恒的生命
And the Bible says he'll put you in charge of
everything. 他说之后到
in heaven
的时候他会让你一样所以那边管理
So the first thing is that we must learn how to love.
重要的是我们第一件事情就是爱，因为我们是神的孩子。
And if you want to receive this love, you just pray, and God will give you this love in Jesus Christ. It's free.
你想要得到这样的爱，你只需要向他求。
The Holy Spirit will help you.
简简单单就完全就给你。
When we love, then we can focus on matters most.
当我们爱，懂得爱的时候，我们就可以去知道什么是最重要的。
If you live.On purpose, as if today's the last day of your life.
如果每天可以活着，就像今天就是我们最后一天。
You focus what matters most.
就真的会知道说我们应该要把重心放在什么上面。
It's about loving relationship.
重要的就是建立我们彼此的关系，不是来爱。
When you leave Earth,
当我们离开这个地方
，You don't think about how much money in your account.
你不会去想着我现在银行里 多少钱。
What kind of car you want to buy?
我现在有开什么样的车。
All the other things, you just thinking, hey, I just want the loved one around me in the hospital.
当我们离开的时候，只会想要我们所爱的人。
I want to say I love you.
想要告诉他我爱。
I want to say forgive me.
我想要跟他说。
Oh, I forgive you.
我原谅。
In the final analysis,
到我们最后的时候。
Love is the most important thing on earth.
爱是这世上最重要的事情。
Even when you deep do business, you feel the need of other customer.
当你达成别人所需要的
事，
你也是在爱他。
Then your relationship, good relationship, good business.
那想的时候，你不只是有关系。
We can apply this life principle, this eternal principle to every area of life, and also it will last forever.
你可以把这神告诉我们的一个旨意，可以活在你生命中的。
Because the Bible said, now there's a three things remaining on earth. They will last on earth.
圣经说有三件事会永恒存在。
The scriptures is love.
最重要的就是爱。
Love is the chapter 13. Love is patience. Love is kind. Love is forgiving. Love is seeing the good of the other. Love is forbearing. Love is believing other people. Love does not come.The wrongdoing of other people, and love means a lot of things.
爱是很久忍耐又有的。
That's why love is powerful.
这就是为什么爱。
That how Jesus become a humble and die for us, and then show us what love is.
耶稣就是用他那牺牲的爱。
Without condition,
是爱，完全没有任何要求。
Even love them,
甚至爱你。
Now today I have seven area of life will last forever.
我要讲的是七点。
We only talk about only one. But the time is up, right?
但我们只谈今天我们因为时间的关系，我们只讲。
Do we have time? Okay, we can talk about one more.
我会再讲一点。
讲多一点吧。We'll continue this, okay? Okay, the second thing we talk about is.
第二件事我们要聊的是
If we trust God's love
如果我们相信神的爱
We should be content
我们应该要知足
Should be thankful
我们应该要感谢
God actually In Psalms Usually we pray and talk to God But at one of the Psalms Psalm 50 God talked to us
在诗篇五十篇的时候平常我们就是和神说话，但是五十篇的时候，神
跟我说话。God said, "You do a lot of things, you ask a lot of things, but you never give me thanks."
神说，你跟我要求许多，但你从来没有任何的感恩。
I want thank you.
我想要谢谢。
I don't want any more sacrifice.
我不想要任何的牺牲。
I want you to give me thanks.
我就想要你给我东西。
It's almost like my son. I done so much, he never thank you.
就像我儿子一样，我儿子为他做许多事情，但他都没有。
Sometimes we parents feel all the same.
有时候我们是父母，我们都会感。
But if your son say your daughter say, "Hey, thank you, daddy," you will so happy.
但是如果他哪一天跟你说感谢你的时候，你是如何的开心
？Because thank you is very important.
因为感恩是感谢是非常重
要。Because God is a giver.
因为神是供应的神。
The giver.
他给你一个很大的。
We never say thank you.
却没有对他说谢谢。
That is not normal.
这不是一个很正常的。
Why? Because when you receive a gift,
因为当你平常当你收
到礼物的
时候，你朋友给你礼物的时候
，you say thank you.
你一定会说谢谢。
If you don't say thank you,
如果你不说谢谢
，you're either uncultured or uneducated.
你可能就是没有文化。
Because the process of relationship is when someone gives someone say thank you.
因为当我们人际关系之间，就是当你。给人东西给人家的时候，你就需要说。
Then you complete the process.
Then you 完成了这个。
When someone gives you say don't say thank you means you entitled for that. That is not normal.
当人家给你的时候，你却不感恩的时候。
But that's how we treat God.
但我很常就是会。
God is painful.
但是神其实也很难过的。
God is not happy.
他完全就是不开心。
He wants thank you from you.
他需要你。
He give you a house.
给你一个家。
You say I want more house.
去跟他说，我还
要。Your house already 2,000 feet. You said you want 4,000 feet.
你家已经是2,000尺。
After that, you want 6,000
feet. 跟之后你可能要6,000尺的。
God give you $1,000,000.
神给你100万。
You said not enough. I put in the stock market. I want $2,000,000.
神是让你却说，哎，不够，我放在股市。
Then you buy a margin. Want $4,000,000.
哇，又赚了400万。
Then you buy a commodity. Okay, option. So you want $10,000,000.
后来你就又买，然后最后你就得到十。
Finally, you go to casino, you want double it.
最后你又去赌场，结果你又再一次翻倍。
We are greedy.
我们是非常的。
God does not want us to be greedy.
神不想要你贪心。
The Bible said, "Godliness with contentment is great gain."
神说就是那知足的心，
金钱高成知足的心就是发达。You see, I can my Mandarin is like Cantonese.
金钱加上知足就是金钱加上知足就是大。
Godliness is 金钱，就是 focus on God.Focus on God's love. God will take care of you. Focus on the Father. Because Father will take care of you. You don't need to worry. That's why the Bible says, do not worry, do not worry. Tell you one time. Because God is your Father. Why you worry?
神不断地告诉我们说，不要去担心，不要去为明天担心，因为神会照顾。
Why is it? Bill Gates is my father. Why should I worry?
如果比尔盖茨是我的父亲，我干嘛要为金钱？
But God is richer than Bill Gates.
但是神比 Bill Gates.
He created Bill Gates. Everything comes from him.
他创造他的。
Because we don't believe God.
有时候我们是不相信
神。We believe a small God.
我们可能会相信他，觉得他其实。
We believe God is does not have love, does not love us.
你可能会觉得神可能不爱你。
You say God, life is not fair.
你会说神啊，这世界不公平。
God is no good.
神不好。
But the Bible says no.
但是圣经不是这样的。
God is good.
神是好。
God is love.
神是爱。
God is a father.
神是。
God will take care of you.
神会照顾你。
Because on earth we are training, remember?
因为我们在世上，我们是在学。
On earth we are learning.
在地球上在学习。
On earth, there's a test.
这其实也是我们。
The test of faith, test your love, test your faithfulness.
就是我们在对你来做一些。
Because if you do it, that will be reward in heaven.
因为当你顺服的时候，你就是会得到。
And Jesus said, when you're ready to see God, God will ask you a question. Jesus will ask you a question.
当你预备好要见神的时候，他会问你一个问题。
Did you love other people?
你有没有爱别人
？Secondly.Are you content with what you have?
第二，你知不知足
？What I gave you,
所有的，对我给
你。Did you use it?
你有没有用
？Rather we focus on material thing, wealth, all these things. Jesus will ask you how much in your account.
神不会问你说你的银行里有多少钱。
Jesus give you the gift. We must be content in all situations. All Christians should not ask for anything more because we must be content with what we have. Somehow.Rich, some are middle class, some are poor, but they all can be content with what we have, what they have in God.
作为一个基督徒，我们应该要在不管怎么样的情况，要知道我们要知足，因为这是神说给你。
Because our wealth is not depends on this earth.
因为我们的富有不是在于我们在。
Our value is we inherit the kingdom. We are children of God. On earth, we must do God's will, which is love, content, and be thankful.
在世上最重要的就是我们要来爱，我们要来。
That's the Bible. One of the Bible said very clearly, "Give thanks to the Lord for His good, His love, endures forever."
我们要爱神，因为他是美好的，他的爱是永恒的。
温言泉泉是 yeah, it's the same. It's a Psalm 136, 26 times. The Bible did not say anything. It just give thanks to the God for His good, His love, and endure. 26 times, the whole Bible is like this.Because we don't give thanks.
三六天，就是完全就是在感恩神。
God wants us to be thankful.
神向我们来感恩。
The Father said, "Hey, don't be greedy."
说不要贪心。
I give you already enough.
我给你的已经是。
In your situation,
你所有的情况。
Your wealth is not on earth.
你的财产不是在这世上。
Your riches is rich in God. When you're rich in God, you're truly a rich person.
当你感到满足的时候，感到知足的时候，你其实。
When you know God, you're truly a rich person.
你其实是非常富有的。
When you love, you're truly a rich person.
当你爱的时候，你是非常富有的。
When you're really rich in money, actually you're poor. The Bible says.
其实当你可能觉得金钱上你有很多很多。
Because you center on money,
是穷。因为你
center on money, center.
中心你的中心是在于钱。
Money is your God.
钱其实是你的神。
The little God.That's what I was.
对，我之前
money is my little God.
其实
I do very well in my company. I have 2-3 company in Hong Kong.
我那时候在香港的样子。
All doing well.
每一个都做得很
好。All making money.
每个都赚。
I'm so happy.
我那时候非常开心。
We go for IPO.
我那时候想要上市。
Almost done.
其实就快要上市了。
But suddenly God stopped.
但突然神就停住。
Something happened.
情发生。
We expand too fast.
我们可能进展太快。
In a few years, we already have a transit store in Hong Kong.
几个年在短暂的时间，我们就有。
Certainly, our cash flow is so in a problem.
突然我们就遇到金钱周转。
My accountant called me, hey Duncan, we don't have money to pay for the payroll.400 people payroll. I'm in big trouble. Because if I don't pay tomorrow, they'll shut down the store and the media right away will write on them. Because we are one of the fastest growing companies in Hong Kong. Everybody knows us, right? But somehow, God turned me around because of that. It's like,The Twin Tower, when it collapsed, life changed. Because we prioritize, we set our value.
就像是啊，神就是介入，然后让我可以改变。就像
Twin Tower, the World Trade Center.
就像那个 World Trade Center 倒塌的那一瞬间。
Because one night overnight, you could lose a lot of things.
因为就过一个晚上，你可以失去。
Because wealth is uncertain.
因为金钱是没有。
But God is certain.
但是神是可靠
的。Well, it looks good.
金钱可能看起来很好。
But nothing compared to the good of God.
但完全没有办法跟神。
Well, cannot buy me love, joy, peace.
钱没有办法给你。
But God give you love, joy, peace in your heart.
但神可以给你喜乐平安。
Actually, wealth will give you a lot of, not the opposite, give you fear.
其实金钱会带给你惧怕。
I need secret God around me.
我需要神在我身边。
Then I fearful. I look around, you know, when I go.
当我很多钱的，我可能走在这个路上，我还
害怕。That's not peace. I cannot sleep.
平安，我没有办法睡觉。
Love, don't talk about love. We sharing all over our employment and they lose money. We always talking about, hey, how come you lose money?
我就一直在谈关于金钱的事情。
And we thinking them as instrument. We are superior.
我会想说我比别人是。
We are looking down discriminate people.
往下
There's no love, no unconditional. Only conditional love. If you perform, you get paid.
这完全不是无私的爱。
There's no joy.
你表达出来。
Why? Because every day screaming at people.
因为每一天其实不喜乐，因为每天在骂人。
Right? And when you thinking about other thing, you always think about pay. Is there money there? What's in for me?
但你在想所有事情的时候，你会想说，我有没有办法赚钱？是非常贪心。
But God changed
and
changed people.
你改变了人。
The second thing we must contend with what we have.
第二件事情就是我们需要对我们现在。
Because if we don't do that, we should be happy, should be thankful when we are healthy.
我们应该要为我们的健康感恩。
Because health is wealth.
因为健康就是财产，就是金钱。
I didn't know until I come back to God, because at one time I traveled 26 places in airplane. I don't even know where I am. Then I collapse in the airport.
之前我根本不知道健康很重要。
Almost died.
我却因为有一次就是去了26个地方呢，我在
飞机上。That's why the Bible say.
所以圣经说
，You can gain the whole world,
可以得到
but lose your own soul.
但是失去了。
What does it benefit?
所以到底对你有什么好处
？So we focus what matters most.
所以我们要重视我到底要。
Count your blessing. Be thankful.
需要数落你的恩典。
Our life, the Christian life, abundant life, does not depend on material wealth.
富有的属灵的生活不需要靠着。
A lot of poor missionaries very happy.
很多可能是传教的人可能没有钱，但他非
常。A lot of rich people very not very happy.
有很多富有的人可能就不是那样。
A lot of middle class very happy. They don't want anymore.
有很多的可能中产阶级，他觉得他非常满足自足。
And some rich people actually, they want to give away something like Warren Buffett. He want to give away things. He's happy. That's why he probably is one of the happiest guy.
所以有些特别有钱人，他却想要把钱给人家。
It's not whether you have money or not. You can live by money. You can live by poverty too.
不是是在你有没有钱。
It's a matter of contentment.
是到底对现在的情况感。
To be content is rich and rich enough.
当你感到知足的就那样。
The Bible teaches be content with what you have.
圣经就教导我们应该要懂得知足。
And do not worry because God will supply you.
因为你也不 需要去为未来担心。
According to His glory, which is Jesus Christ.
因为他就是这样子承诺永远。
He's your father.
他是你的父亲。
Let's read one Bible and this point. Okay, really, you can read that. This one here. The Philippians. Paul is one of the persons who was from a very well-to-do family, but he willing to sacrifice for the Lord, and then he just learned the secret of being content. He tells us and let the really. With them, 10-13.
保罗说：“我靠主大大的喜乐，因为你们思念我的心，如今又发生。你们向来就思念我，只是没得机会。我并不是因缺乏说这话，无论在任何情况都可以知足。这是我已经学会了。我知道怎样处卑贱，也知道怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏。”随时随在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量，凡事都能做。我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里，使你们一切所需用。
Okay, because we have someone who listens in English, then I would say one time too. And I rejoice greatly in the Lord because I learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well fed or hungry.Living in plenty or in want, I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. And I believe my God will meet all my daily need according to the riches of Jesus Christ. We'll read one more. Because it's good to read God's word. God's word is powerful. God's word is living. And this is from 1 Timothy chapter 6, chapter 6 from 6 to 11.
提摩太前书第六章。
About content.
第六章。然而，敬虔加上知足的心，便是大力了。因为我没有带的什么到世上来，也不能带什么去。只要有衣有食，就当知足。但那些想要发财的人，就陷在迷惑，落在罗网和许多无知有害的私欲里，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。贪财是万恶的之根，有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了正道，有许多愁苦把自己刺透。但你这属神的人要逃避这些事，追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。
Okay, I read English brief form. Godliness with contentment is great gain. We brought nothing into the world and we can take nothing out of that. If we have fruit and clothing, we will be content with them. Those who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap, into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge people into ruin and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all evil. Some people eager for money and wander from the faith and peace themselves with merry gifts. But you, men of God, free from all this, pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love.Endurance and gentleness, because this will last forever. That you take hold of the eternal life. One of my friends is a fund manager. He accumulated $800 million.
我一个朋友，他是一个管理金钱的人，他累积了
We are in the hedge fund business.
我们在
对冲基金 hedge fund business, like a mutual fund. We manage some
基金呢，就把这些帮人管理钱。
He's so well to do. He want to be a billionaire.
他想要成为
He's very young.
非常有钱的人。
But suddenly, I read the newspaper.
突然我在报纸上
A rich man died in the pool.
有一个有钱的人在游泳池里过世了。
And the police said he can be suicide.
警察就说他是
Overnight he died.
他就过一个
Why? Because he plunged himself into the all kind of trap and destruction because he want more.
因为他想要得到更多。
See, that's example. Every day matters.
每一天都有这样的。
Not only him, some poor people same thing.
不只是他，不只是有钱的，有些可能没有钱。
He's not content. He want to make more money.
大家可能就是不知足，想要。
He robbed the bank.
他去抢了银行。
So we must be must listen to what is important. We must focus on the eternal purpose. Remember, life has a lot of suffering and no love, but God is good.
我们所要重视的就是那生命中重要的事情，那就是
especially God will give prepare something better for us.
因为我们要知道神为我们预备的是
much much better,
是更好的。
Preparing for the next life, we must live as if every day is the first day of a new life.
我们每天要活着，就像今天是我们最后一天。
To summarize, be loving.
最重要的是我们要爱。
Be content.
要我们要知足。
Be thankful.
要感谢。
God bless His word.
神祝福你们。